because it's time now to do some healing. So let yourself go quiet and close your eyes. Go within, go to your center, wherever you perceive that. Take a little breath and let out all the tension. Every bit of tension that you can let out, so that you can stay still, so your body can stay still, so that your consciousness can fly free, so that you can go into the intangible realms of self, so that you can shift vibrationally. And let yourself float. Let yourself feel like you are floating. And any sounds outside of you will not disturb you, but simply bring you deeper into your relaxation. Recognizing that yes, sometimes the ego will try to interfere with your healing. But don't give it any power. Like your thoughts, just let sounds, thoughts, feelings just wander by as if you're sitting on a stream bed watching the current go by, watching the water flow by, letting it all just flow by, flow by. And know that your nervous system knows it's safe, that even if there are some disturbances, that your nervous system can just let it go. It's like water going down a stream, water going over a rock, a little hiss as the water goes over a rock, and then it's gone. A little rapids, it's okay. You're still safe as you float. Float in a starry sky. Stars surrounding you, hundreds, thousands of stars surrounding you. Every point of light, a loving friend, a loving witness to you. Being present for you, caring about you, loving you. Wanting your healing, whatever that is, on whatever level, and however many healings you desire, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Know that you're safe, know that you're loved, know that you are surrounded by that love. Now there's something that you want to do for somebody. Someone who has accepted your prayers, or someone that you would like to work with to help them heal, to help them come to a higher resonance where they can become more of the divine that they are, that they can be more capable of receiving love. That they can stop their self-destruction. That they can love themselves more, accept themselves more, and open to possibilities. So we have surrounding you a vortex, you at the center, spinning from you more and more and strongly out and further from you, out into the world. A vortex that can take from you your limitations, send them away to be transmuted into light. So what we suggest is for you now to look at those things that you feel could stand in your way of allowing yourself to activate, to initiate, and to allow the healing of another person. Perhaps you have a cynicism that they could never change. You want to let that go into the vortex? You may have a judgment. You may see their resistances and assume that they'll never overcome their resistances. You may have a judgment of them being less than, have a judgment of them being unconscious. But you may be just judging their lesser, their smaller self. You may want to blame them for their circumstance or yours, if you're close to them. But let that go. Let that go. The count of three, let it go. We'll pull it out of you. You let it have it, and let's just spin it right out into light. One, all that cynicism, judgment, assumptions, projections. Two, and now three. Let us have it. Come on. Let it go. And now, what about that insecurity? What about that fear that maybe you're manipulating them? Or maybe you're not doing it right or good enough? Or maybe you're meddling. Maybe there's going to be a problem with it. Your concern about your karma, about your relationship with them, maybe that's going to bind you to them. Maybe there's going to be some price to pay. Or simply maybe you just don't know what the heck you're doing and could mess it up. All that insecurity, the worry, the concerns. At the count of three. One, two, and you're going to let it go. You're going to give it to us. And three. In your mind's eye, with love and compassion, and as much understanding as you can muster, look at this person. In your imagination, see this person. Understand that they generally don't want to be there. They have a life path. There's something they need to learn. It's not up to you to tell them what it is. You're not going to interfere, but you're going to open them. You're going to offer them, with your love, an opportunity to heal, to lift, to improve their life, or even indeed to save their life, to turn some things around, to be happy. So it requires that you start imagining, what would it be like if this person were happy, healthy, vital, in love with life, happy with life, passionate about life, creating something really good to experience, attracting wonderful magic and things and miracles and adventures and celebrations. What would this person look like, radiant, glowing, when you look at their greater self, their more expanded self, a higher resonance self? What do they look like in their higher self? What do they look like when they are connected to spirit and soul, when they know more of who they are? What does this person look like? What exhilaration do they feel? What freedom and happiness and emotional peace do they experience? How do they deal with their life and the changes? With aplomb, with ease, with laughter, empowered, making good choices. And if a choice doesn't work, for them to laugh and make another choice. See them being empowered. See them in actually capable of living their life at this higher frequency level, at this greater field of resonance, greater light of resonance, greater resonance of radiation that they can have. See it as natural to them. What would it be like if this were natural to them? Now, you know that any soul coming in, there is an infinite possibility, but there are themes that every soul focuses upon in their life. You may have a sense of what this person's themes are, what kind of issues or what kind of limitations this person hits up against again and again and again. The fear that this person may feel, the anger, the rage. The hurt, the sorrow, the sadness, the loss. What dreams did they lose? What dreams that were possible at one time? What is the fulfillment of those themes in the positive? The theme is about not valuing the self. What would it look like if that self, if that person was valuing him or herself? It's your imagination. What life circumstances would this person most likely attract or create or build? A happy family? A prosperous business? Vital health? Great relationships? All of the above? What do you wish for this person? What is your dream? Hold it. See it. Sense it. And if you're as if you're visiting with them, step into that scene with them. To be with them. To love them. To touch them. In that future. See the smile on their face. See the radiance, the clarity, the joy. And now, in your love and your compassion, from your heart chakra, letting the divine come into you from above, the earth light from below to your heart. Focusing at your heart. Receiving at your heart the love of your earth, of your higher self. Perhaps you need to see their higher self there above them. Feel what that love is like. Feel your higher self above you. What is that love like? Unconditionally accepting, loving, giving. And in your heart chakra, out of your love, send a beam of light now to that other person's heart. A beam of love and light from you to them. Giving them a message as you touch your heart to theirs. I love you. I have compassion for you. I understand the best I can. I am gifting you. You don't have to change. There's nothing you have to do. But I'm gifting you an opportunity because I love you. and I want what's best for you. I want you to choose what's best for you. I'm going to offer you something. I'm going to offer you a dream. I'm going to offer you a vision of possibility. Feel the love between you and them. Just feel the connection. Feel the love. And feel how, and sense how, you're feeling some love coming back to you. It's very hard for people to feel love and not return it, because it awakens their capacity to love more. And feeling this love that you have for them, imagine their face brightening, a sense of relaxation and peace coming into them. Imagine their tensions dropping, the stress melting away. Imagine their eyes becoming luminous. Luminous potential. Imagine their physical bodies looking freer, more comfortable, more vital. And see that smile on their face. And I'll gift them the vision, a ball of light. Put that vision in a ball of light. In your mind's eye, just see them happy and joyous. Surround them with light, a ball of light. See that vision in a ball of light. And now, bring this ball of light to your heart. Send this ball of light from your heart through the heart beam to their heart. Let them catch the image. Let them catch the dream. Let them catch the sense of potential opening up infinitely before them. And seeing that bubble of light expanding beyond their heart chakra, filling up their whole body with light, sparkles and light, little frequencies of higher level of coherence, little frequencies, patterns, thoughts, pieces of light, of the higher them, of a greater them. See those pieces of light, those spots of light, those patterns, those particles, those sparkles fill up their body, their whole body. Their higher self, radiant and shining, floating above them. Now just sense a light shining out of them now, radiating in all directions from them. And just imagine now that you and they together just are lifting off the ground, are floating together up as this one becomes brighter and brighter and shinier, more radiant, more beautiful, as all the dark stuff disappears, dissolves, drops, lifting together, lifting, and they lift up to their higher self. They lift into their higher self. They, in this glorious possible future, lifting up into the higher self. You lifting into your higher self, viewing them through greater eyes of light and love. Feeling more love, more possibility, more light as they open to greater possibility, love, and light. And now, if you know of an issue in specific, a theme, an issue, a bodily part, whatever needs to be worked on, whatever needs to be especially ooched by your love, Imagine it now. Maybe it's actual body part. Maybe they have an injured elbow. You'll go there in your mind's eye. Or an organ. You'll go there. Or maybe you're going to go to a chakra that corresponds to their issue. If you don't remember what the chakras correspond to, that's all right, but you can sense the seven chakras. Perhaps you feel drawn to one in particular. Now, send golden light, an additional golden light from your heart to that place. Liquid, molten, gold light. It pours out of you, shimmering, molten gold, with light on it so brilliant, so beautiful it is indeed. The light of the gods, the gold, the ultimate metallic vibration. Just sense it. Value, love, mission. Purpose and opportunity in gold, reaching that place, that chakra, filling it up with that molten gold, shimmering, shining, radiant, brighter, 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 even more, even more. Feeling them lift even more. Lifting, lifting. Healing, healing, lifting more, brighter. Expanding, expanding, expanding. And you feel lifted as well. And smiling, you let them go on into this wondrous life, feeling the touch of your love, the connection and surrounding of the love with their higher self, the imbuing of the vision in them, feeling it, feeling that integrating into them, feeling them stretching and playing with it, safe, happy. And you bring your attention back to you. Let them fly gently, float easily, often perhaps a beautiful, brilliant bubble of light, which is a radiance around their higher self and them. Turning to yourself, what would you like to heal in you? What have you been working on? What do you find as your obstacle? Physical issue, emotional pattern of limitation, mental or belief structures that just keep inhibiting you and blocking you step after step? Or indecision, vacillation, not knowing where you're going? What is it that always seems to snag you as you feel that you're going somewhere, but it gets you? Or what is it that chronically holds you into limitation? What do you want to heal for you? We want you to know you are being surrounded by beings who love you, who care about you, and we love you. We care about you. And we'll work with you now to assist you in lifting your resonance beyond that limitation. So we're going to invoke once again our vortex, where you can let go of the cynicism that you have about yourself, Oh, I've worked on this for years. I'm never going to make it. It's too hard. All the ego stuff that's convinced you that you're going to sabotage yourself anyway, so what's the use? All the judgments on you, on your incapability of really ever figuring it out, ever getting to there, wherever there is. Your judgments, your cynicisms, your assumptions. Assumptions about your world and how hard it is. Whatever it is that holds you into that limited place. At the count of three, give it to us. Let us take it. Let us move it out and back into light. Mentally you'll be focused on it. Mentally be aware of it. In your mind. At the count of three, all that cynicism, ego, limitation, judgments. Two. One, two, and three. And now all the insecurity that you may have. Oh, I don't know if I can do it right or good enough. I don't know if I can expect it. I don't know if I can own it. I don't know if I can really be that determined. I don't know if I can even visualize it. I don't know if I can imagine it. I don't know where I'm going. I don't see my capacity. I don't know that I can be able to hold it long enough and do it good enough. All the fears, all the worries, all the insecurities. At the count of three, come on, let us help you and pull them out, spin them out into light, out of you, away from you. Into the vortex. One. All the personal insecurities. For you, those of you who knows what this means, all your expectation substitutes. All the things you do in anticipation. Everything that you expect, everything that you assume, all the problems that you assume that you're insecure about, that you don't think you can handle. One, two, and three. Feel the light of those of us who love you, so many of us surrounding you, and feel the light of your higher self above you. Glowing, radiant, shining. Your higher self loves you. Your journey is to journey back to that level of unconditional love, to that level of divine knowing. And from there, to move on into union with God, Goddess, all that is. Your higher self and you had a dream for this life, had a vision for you, had an idea of what themes you wanted to work on, how to unfold those. You're working on those themes right now. They may feel like issues, but they're on a path, on a trajectory, ultimately of healing, ultimately of moving beyond those to a new level of freedom, empowerment, love, safety, joy, celebration, creativity, imagination, love, touch, heal, create with passion, manifesting a glorious life and knowing your divine nature. You're headed on that trajectory. You will get there. Your higher self knows this. It remembers for you, even if you don't remember in your conscious mind right now. Make a choice. It's your choice. You're going to get there. It's the way the divine plan is structured. You will get there. But choose that you're going to get there sooner rather than later. Choose that you're going to be determined that this time it can be different. This time you can tap into your higher resonance, the coherent resonance of a greater you functioning in your world, functioning in success and happiness. Choose it. Mentally choose it. Do not speak it out loud. Choose it inside where it counts. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your third eye. Feel it in your gut. I choose to transcend this issue. I choose to find the completion of this issue mentally, only mentally. Do not say it out loud. Leave it inside you. That's where it's most powerful, quiet inside you. No whispering either. Hold it inside you. Quiet inside you. Your power. Your choice. Now love yourself. Let your higher self, let us lead the way to love you and have compassion for all the suffering you've had to do with this theme. All the stuff you've gone through in this issue. Feel the compassion for you, all the failures perhaps you've made along the way. Maybe all the poor choices that you've shot yourself in the foot with. Forgiving yourself, having compassion on you, loving you. Let your higher self love you, have compassion on you. Let you be okay right now. Right now. Let us touch you, let your higher self touch you. Come on, let yourself love you. And in that love, to imagine now, who are you going to be? What is it going to look like? And most importantly, what's it going to feel like in that future? Who is this future self and future circumstances you're going to have, you're going to be in? Imagine now, imagine, imagine, stretch, stretch, imagine, feel it, feel higher, feel happier, feel more powerful, come on, feel it, feel more successful, feel healthier, feel more vital, more loving, feeling you're more of your divine self, more, feel it more, feel it more. Greater. Feel the circumstances around you have shifted. They're more favorable, nurturing, more supportive. Your whole reality is more supportive. The people are more supportive. Circumstances are more supportive. You've got more opportunities for greater success in every area of your life. Things are working well. You're happy. You're having fun. Step into it. Be there. Feel it. More. Come on. And we're going to add our light to you. Your higher self adding the light to you, your future self beginning to emerge, a sense of your future emerging, 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 more, 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 feeling it more, owning it more. This is you. Come on, this is you. You can be here. This is your possibility. Come on, potential. Expand now, stretch beyond the potentials you thought you were limited to. Come on, get more, get it more, 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 more. Okay, bigger, brighter, come on. happier, freer, lighter, 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 more expanded, golden, bright light. Your future self becomes your higher self, becomes you. A big, big ball of light, huge, bright, shining. Lifting now, lifting, lifting. Feel yourself lifting upward, lifting upward. And in this bright light, you see someone standing before you. And you recognize it as you in the mirror. And like a traditional mirror, your right side looks like the left side of that person facing you. A mirror image of you. What is that area, specific area, you want to heal? Where is the heart chakra of this you? Look at the place needing healing the most. Look at this heart chakra of yours opening more and more to love. Open your heart to love. Send a beam of love light from your heart to their heart, to this reflection, to this you facing you in the mirror. Send light from your heart to this you facing you. Send this dream of the future, this future vision of you to this you in the mirror. See that future vision filling up the you in the mirror. Dissolving the darkness, the limitations. So much so that only because you know where it is, would you be able to find it in this beautiful, brilliant image reflecting you, the light being that you are. As you fill up this reflected image, know you're filling yourself up as well. And now go to that chakra or body part or location. Now send golden, molten light, molten gold from your heart in a stream of light to that chakra or chakras. One or two. And to that body part, physical debility, location. See that molten gold fill up the chakra or the spot in the body. Feel how you're still lifting. As you do that, you just keep getting higher. You're just still lifting, becoming greater, becoming brighter. The one in the mirror becoming brighter and brighter. The future opening up more beautifully. The vision, check the vision again and see how much better it is. Stretch your imagination again, 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 more, more. More, step into it. Now be determined to have this. I choose this. This is who I am. I choose to heal, to allow myself to love, touch, and heal myself and be loved, touched, and healed by my friends, unseen, my higher self, my future self, Galexis. Now float for just a moment. Float in this light. Float in the love. Imagine how it'll be natural to you, just normal. This will be your normal everyday life. Nothing, no big deal, no fluke, just the same old, same old. It's going to be beautiful. Feel gratitude. Feel thankfulness for the receiving, for the love. The love that you are giving you, your higher you is giving you, your future you is giving you, and all your friends, including us, are giving you. And now we're going to bring you once again into the vortex, and this time to inform your physical plane reality, to form your personified reality, your friend, to support you, to love you, to bring it into manifestation, all this healing. At the count of three, you're going to send this vibration, this level of resonance, this future vision, this future self, the higher self connection. You're going to send this vibration out into your world. One, feel it. Feel yourself filled up with molten gold. We and all your friends sending that molten gold, sending that vision into you, into your areas, into your chakras. Two, and what you want to manifest, that healing you wish to manifest. Three, let us pull it out and send it. Lift it, send it. Every cell, molecule of every plant, animal, everything is getting the message, your message. Your whole world now vibrates with you on this new level. A coherent level of resonance, a place of healing above and beyond your limitation. Remember this energy, remember this space. It belongs to you. It is now a memory. It is an experience and a memory simultaneously. You can experience it every time you remember it. You can remember it every time you experience it. And it will lift your resonance again and again and again. Every time you do this meditation, you lift your resonance again. More. With more healing and more love. Bring yourself, bring back into your body attention and your awareness. Bringing as much of this light and love as you can. Allowing as much healing to happen as you can. And coming back to body consciousness, bringing that love, light, and healing into your body, and your physical body, into your emotional body, mental body, and psychic body. Gently, gently, gently opening your eyes, coming into awareness of your environment, your surroundings, wiggling your fingers, breathing a little bit, rotating your ankles, wiggling your toes, if you can do that, maybe slapping your thighs, woo, shaking your hands out, getting back into your body and the grounding and the orientation of your physical life. Whenever you're in need of healing, listen to this meditation again. Do it on your own if you wish. But remember, healing, growth, positive change, your future, your destiny, is all resonance. It's all a greater, coherent, integrated, interplaying, interweaving of all these lights, these frequencies together, forming a field of resonance, a radiance of you unified, dropping off the conflicts, the incoherence, dropping into the past all that limited you. As always, it has been a pleasure working with you. So take this light, this radiance into your life. And as always, we surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.